Joining me now on Dry River Blues is Jason Isbell.
Another life, but I still remember a county fair, a steamy September in the year of the tiger, 19-something. I was broke and you were unbroken, our little jokes to keep it unspoken, even when I knew that you were the last one. I broke a promise to myself to ride the throttle till the wheels came on.
He and his band, the 400 Unit, will be playing in El Paso on April 26th at the Plaza Theater in support of their Grammy Award-winning album, The Nashville Sound. Of course, going to play a lot more than just those cuts, as his entire musical catalog is certainly worth hearing, and I am thrilled to have him joining me now.
I broke a promise to myself, ride the throttle till the wheels came on.
I'm very excited that you're coming to El Paso. Have you played in this region before?
We have, yeah. We've been through there quite a few times. It's been a while, though. I'm excited to get back. My wife is from that part of the country, so it's hopefully she'll be with us on this run.
Does she help inform your songwriting process? I know she helped write one of the tunes on the album, but do you bounce ideas off of her, or do you tend to work in a more insular way?
Yeah, we work together. Mm. We work together in all different forms, you know. Most of the time it's editing. I'll come to her with a song when I think I've finished it, and she'll point out the places where it could be stronger, and I try to do that for her too.
Mm-hmm. A true partnership.
It's nice, you know. Yeah, I mean, most people who are writing songs, if they're a singer-songwriter, they don't really have anybody to help them with that. Mm-hmm. And very often when people have some success, I think they push the people away who will, you know, call them when they're not working their hardest or doing their best. So it's really important for me to have somebody there who will say, I think you could write this a little bit better.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It keeps pushing you. Keeps pushing you forward.
Sure. Yeah.
And keeps pushing you to make incredible albums like The Nashville Sound, which really is an amazing album, as I think a lot of people have discovered already. But it, the very first song I heard off of it, like a lot of people, was, of course, If We Were Vampires. That song's gotten a lot of attention, but I have to tell you, when I first heard it, of course, I couldn't keep my eyes dry, and then I tried to tell my wife about it, and I couldn't even describe the song to her without crying. So I told her at that point, and then I finally got it out. She started crying, too, and I said, you know, if I ever get the chance to talk to Jason Isbell, I'm going to tell him I think he's a real son of a bitch for doing that to us.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. I did it to myself, too, though, honestly.
It's not the long, flowing dress that you're in, or the light coming off of your skin. The fragile heart you protected for so long, or the mercy in your sense of right and wrong. It's not your hands searching slow in the dark, or your nails leaving love's watermark. It's not the way you talk me off the roof, your questions like directions to. knowing that this can't go on forever. Likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together, but one day I'll be gone. One day you'll be gone. If we were vampires and death was a joke, we'd go out on the sidewalk and smoke and laugh at all the lovers and their plans. I wouldn't feel the need to hold your hand. Maybe time running out is a gift. I'll work hard till the end of my shift and give you every second I can find. Hope it isn't me who's left behind. It's knowing that this can't go on forever. Likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together. One day I'll be gone. One day you'll be
I hate to say this about one of my own songs, but it took me a lot of tries to be able to get through that song before I could even play the whole thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens, you know. Sometimes you're lucky enough to figure out how to say something in a way that is moving from the start.
It's knowing that this can't go on forever. Likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together. One day I'll be gone. One day you'll be gone.
How'd you and Amanda meet, by the way?
We met at a show. I saw her play this band with Billy Joe Shaver in Austin years ago, and I didn't meet her that day, but I saw her again about a year later, and she was playing in Georgia, in Athens, Georgia. I was spending a lot of time there recording with Drive-By Truckers, and we met then and became friends. We were friends for a long, long time before we ever started really hanging out seriously.
Did the love start before or after you started making music together?
You know, it was all about the same thing. I mean, it's kind of all the same thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never had a whole lot of luck dating the civilians, as they say. so it's really important to me, I think, that the person that I'm with understands completely what it's like to make music and travel and play. And I think that's kind of the only way that it would work for me. So that was all folded in together.
I was going to ask about that, too, since she is in the band. And do you then get to tour with her often and of course, bring your daughter with you?
Yeah. Amanda's with us when she can be. She just finished another record of her own, so she's been pretty busy with that. But when she's off, she comes out and plays with me. And then when I'm off, I'll come play with her. But when we're both touring, I'll usually take the baby with me just because my tour is a little bit more comfortable and a little bit safer, probably.
I hope you find something to love, something to do when you feel like giving up. A song to sing or a tale to tell, something to love, it'll serve you well. I was born in a tiny southern town. I grew up with all my family around. We made music on the porch on Sunday nights. Old men with old guitars smoking Winston lights. Old women harmonizing with the wind, saying softly to the Savior like a friend. They taught me how to make the chords and sing words. I'm still singing like that great speckled bird. I hope you find something to love, something to do when you feel like giving up. A song to sing or a tale to tell, something to love, it'll serve you well.
My daughter was born the same year your daughter was born. I just started to see things again through her eyes.
It's a great thing for anybody, but especially for any kind of a rider.
Tonight we're lying on a blanket in the yard. Wind is cold, the sky's dark, and the ground is hard. But your mama loves to count the stars at night. So if I get a little chill, then that's all right. I hope you find something to love, something to do when you feel like giving up. A song to sing or a tale to tell, something to love, it'll serve you well.
It's easy to forget really what it takes to learn a language from the ground up, but when you're with somebody who's learning it from scratch, it reminds you really of what words mean again.
You were born on a hot late summer day. We turned you loose and tried to stay out of your way. Don't quite recognize the world that you call home. Just find what makes you happy, girl, and do it till you're gone. I hope you find something to love, something to do when you feel like giving up. A song to sing or a tale to tell, something to love, it'll serve you well. Something to love, it'll serve you well.
But yeah, you know, I wouldn't say that it really changed the way I thought about things, but it definitely motivated me to say those things out loud a little bit more often.
I'm a white man living in a white man's world. Under our roof is a baby girl. Thought this world could be hers one day, but her mama knew better. I'm a white man living in a white man's town. Wanna take a shot of cocaine and burn it down. Mama wants to change that Nashville sound, but they're never gonna let her. There's no such thing as someone else's war. Your creature comforts are the only things worth fighting for. Still breathing, it's not too late. We're all carrying one red bird, sharing one fate.
You know, I don't buy into the idea that, you know, men all of a sudden they have a daughter so they understand more about, you know, women's struggles. But I do think that if you want the world to be a different place for your progeny, then you have to kind of get off your butt and do something about it.
I'm a white man living in a white man's nation. I think the men upstairs must have took a vacation. I still have faith, but I don't know why. Maybe it's the fire in my little girl's eyes. Maybe it's the fire in my little girl's eyes.
How did you really start to get into music?
My grandparents played, and my aunts and uncles. My granddad was a Pentecostal preacher, and so I started playing with my grandparents and family members when I was really little. And then growing up in Muscle Shoals, there was a pretty good group of people who were about my own age, and we all started playing together in restaurants around town. Mm-hmm. We couldn't, it was against the law there to really have a venue because you had to sell more food than alcohol. But that worked out really well for us because all the venues had to be restaurants, so they couldn't kick us out for being underage. Uh-huh. So we would wind up on a Friday or Saturday night listening to a band for 3 or 4 hours, and you know, they couldn't really make us leave.
That's great. You know, that reminds me of some places like Oklahoma and stuff, Utah too, where you can't buy more alcohol than food, but a lot of times if the beer is under 4% alcohol, they consider that food. So you can have all that,
right,
that you want. So
yeah. Yeah, but we didn't have any of that sneaky Utah beer. I remember when I was still drinking, the only thing I would drink in Utah was Jack Daniels because I knew how much alcohol was in it.
Right.
Yeah.
How long sober now? About 5 years, 6 years?
Six, yeah, a little over six.
Do you find you're able to access different things? And is it clearer or just different?
Yeah, it's a lot clearer. I mean, I have more time to work, for one thing, because when I was drinking so much, you know, I was spending a lot of time in a bar and then a lot of time the next day recovering from that. I didn't have a full day to work, really. And once I quit drinking, I had a lot of extra time to put into the work that I was doing. So that was good. And, I mean, with the political climate in our country the way it is, I'm really glad that I'm sober because I don't know if I could handle it,
yeah.
You know, if I was still drinking.
Sure.
It's hard enough to do on a full night's sleep.
I used to think that this was my town. What a stupid thing to think. I hear you biting off a brain down. I myself am on the brain. I used to want to be a real man. I don't know what that even means. Now I just want you in my arms again, and we can search each other's dreams. I know you're tired and you ain't sleeping well. Uninspired, likely mad as hell. But wherever you are, I hope the high road leads you home. Heard enough of the white man's blues. I've sang enough about myself. So if you're looking for some bad news, you can find it somewhere else. Last year was the son of a bitch for nearly everyone we know. But I ain't fighting with you down in the ditch. I'll meet you up here on the road. I know you're tired.
Jason, I know that you're a busy man. I really do appreciate you taking the time to call me today.
Thank you.
The show is April 26th at the Plaza Theater.
Yeah, we're looking forward to playing there. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. I love playing in that area anyway, so we'll have a good time.
I know you're tired. You ain't sleeping well. Uninspired, likely mad as hell. But wherever you are,
you really really are a son of a bitch for that song, but thank you so much.
Sorry about that.